boys. Thanks for coming. I mean, well, this time Rat Boys welcomes to the tables, I guess.
Well, I don't appreciate that you say I guess, but no, I'm happy to be here. I appreciate it, Mr. Bowler.
Well, it was more of like, I like Rat Boys around the table, so I figured it's like a good guest that welcomes you. Like, not like I don't want you here.
No, I mean, I appreciate it. It kind of sucks a little bit that Dr. Cogsbuckle won't play in the same game with me, but what are we going to do?
Well, you know, it's kind of, he's recovering, you know, it's day after Debauchery Tuesdays, he's pretty wore out.
Yeah, well, I think it was really because you invited Beavs to play, but I know he couldn't do, he's still busy graphic designing for something, I don't know, but yeah.
Well, hopefully he's going to show up.
I mean, he said he might be late, I don't know.
It's okay. So, Dins, how you doing? You working on pool cars and making corpos?
Yeah. On that daily grind when, we're not doing life-threatening stuff and it's just, easy and profitable.
Well, remember, Din, it's kind of unclear where we are right now in the timeline, so, hey, maybe you're happy right now.
Maybe I am happy. Or maybe I'm, sad, cold, alone. But I don't want to say anything because, maybe no one's listened to or hasn't caught up to all of the interviewer man's interviews with us. So, who knows?
Yeah, we definitely don't want to give it away. I just think that maybe if people are starting with, our D&D adventures, they're not really going to get a good sense of what the show actually is.
That'd be terribly, to be honest, the interviewer man really sets up the story way better than me. But, it's more of I saw Drunkenstump's doing it, and I was like, well, if he could do it, I could do it, even though he's, way older.
No, Mr. Boulder, you do a great job. I listened into your campaign last time, even though I was only allowed to bring drinks in the room. I listened from, above the ceiling where I hide away sometimes. I thought you did a great job.
Oh, thanks, Rat Boys, And that means a lot, because didn't you play quite a bit with Drunkenstumps?
Well, no, I used to run a campaign for... like me and Dark Raven and Beavs and a few other people, and then Drunken Stump, he was like, hey, I think I could do a campaign better than you, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then he was like, let me see all your books, and I said no, and then he took them anyway. And so then I played in a campaign, kind of like I was in the corner of the room and I didn't get to talk very much, and it was weird too because he had this house rule when he said, when you do anything you gotta roll 2d20 and take the lower number, and I was like, wow, that makes the game really hard. So I didn't really get to play. I was just more in the side of the room, and he made me hold the books and hand them to him when he needed something.
So wait, Drunken Stubbs came in and took all those books that we found for you to play Dragons and Dungeons, and then he won't let you play?
Yeah, he was like, if you want to play the game, then you gotta be above this tall, and he held up his hand higher than my head.
Dins?
I mean, I can talk to him if you want. Or, I can leave that up to you or Doc, because when I do it, I get kind of loud, dumbhead.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Maybe we got to get the docs to do it, because if I talk to him, what happened to the camera crews might happen to him, and we don't need all that.
I mean, it's his school, after all. It should be his responsibility.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe we talk to the Lost Cats, and then she could get, when she's
like... No, she's way too scary. I'm not even the one being yelled at most of the time, and I'm scared of her.
Well, it's really, her shrill voice is, it's just like...
Phineas, you gotta take out the garbage.
Yeah, it's real nails on the chalkboard kind of thing. It's, makes my spine tingle.
Well, I like that, you guys are giving it another chance. I know that you at least told me you had some fun just playing Mogar.
Oh, yeah, dude, I won Dragons and Dungeons. I won that. I killed that dragon. That was freaking sick.
Yeah, it was really cool, Dins.
You good?
No, I'm fine. It's, just worked so hard, and then you found the cool gun.
It was really dope. I really enjoyed it. It was a good job. I wanted to be friends with the dragon, but the dragon's all like, nah, man, them goblins though, bro. And I'm like, I feel that.
And, it's just a little sad because it's like, I could... I would have loved to have had, anti-material rifles, but I kind of had
one. A what now?
The anti-material rifles. You had one in the games. I had ones, too, remember? And then...
Oh, you mean my second axe?
Yeah, the shooty axe.
The thing that's I point at people and it goes bang really loud, and then, and then people disappear. Is that what magic is?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm really honest, I haven't read the books a lot. I just kind of...
Oh.
I kind of look at the pictures, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. Maybe they can fight that. But then,
So what are we doing tonight, Boulder?
Well, I have a little bit of a story prepared tonight. You know, I hope you're okay with... I made some executive decisions. But, you know, I figured that you guys could really use this opportunity to kind of stretch your role-playing legs.
Oh, so kind of like the thing we do with, like, the interviewer guy, only it's fake.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mr. Boulder, being another person's kind of a lot of pressure. I'm just throwing that out there.
Don't worry about that, boys. You get used to it after a while, pretending to be something that you're not.
But what if people don't like that?
Well, you know, sometimes you just gotta take some risks, then. You know, it's... You have to act like somebody's around the peoples that you love, because if they found out who you truly were, they wouldn't want to be your friends anymore.
Oh.
Sometimes the ends justify being mean. That's what I heard.
Oh, I like that. But, like, what if you make, like, a stupid voice and, like, you try to, like, sell it to, like, a bunch of people over the wand, they don't like it?
You know, sometimes, and Boulder's gonna kind of shift in his chair a little, sometimes you just, you know, you stick with the voices, and then people may think, oh, he's got brain damages.
Hey, you guys okay?
Huh?
You guys okay? You kind of zoned out there for a second.
No, wait.
Anyway, I've got this...
I gotta get this septum thing taken care of.
Anyway, you know, it's... Well, we're just gonna get to it. Okay. As the sea sprays hits Mogars' face, it knocks him from his reveries. Remembering the time he killed the big scary dragons that I put against him, I'm not upset. Back to the prologues. Trading his lands and a small portions of his gold for a merchant ship and a stockhouse, Debra's and Mogars are now merchants, and a little bit of pirates. While Debra's in deep waters making business deals in the name of Mogra Industries. Did you get that, Dins? It's like...
I like that. That was super creative.
It's like Mogar and Debra's.
Yeah, you smushed the names together.
Mogar kept making shipment runs and light piratings, while our heroes are sailing across the seas on the Dragon Slayers. That's the name of your boat, Stan.
That's really cool. I like that.
He comes upon a shipwreck with what seems to be a lone survivor's. All right, so Din. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Mogar's. Mogar's. Could you do me the honors of rolling perceptions?
All right. 15.
So you look out over your big giant boat wheel, whatever they call it. Let's just say steering wheels.
Okay.
You see a big glistening man's, and he's just shiny, like the sun's been reflecting off of him. And like maybe the sea spray's hit him, but he's just so pretty.
That's awesome.
What do you do's?
What side is he on, or is he in front?
He's in front right now.
I'm going to have Bogar go to the front. He's going to yell out, be careful, I'm turning right. You might want a duck.
Mr. Bowler, is he talking to me?
Ratsbos, I think that, yeah, you remember we talked that you're going to be on a shipwreck, and that's going to be how you and Mogar's meet.
Okay, I thought I might be unconscious in the shipwreck. Okay, I got you now. Sorry, I'm trying to get in character.
Be careful down there. I'm turning right. You might want a duck. You know, it's a really large piece of wood, and I don't want you to get hit.
Okay, I got it.
Ah, yes, I am Clarenthor the Purifier, and I would hate for your boat to get injured on my amazing biceps.
Holy crap!
I shall move aside.
Whoa, we're not just gonna glance over. You ain't gonna glance over that boulder, do you hear that?
Rat Boys has really been practicing.
Wow. Getting character, is that okay?
That's a bad. I'll shut up now, my bad. I'm just. Dude, wow, that was really good.
Yeah, keep. What was his name? Clarentron?
Stupid voice of mine.
It's Clarenthor the Purifier.
Clarenthor, wow, that's...
Yeah, he goes by Clarence.
Oh, Clarence.
Hey, classy. Old classy Clarence over here.
I like Clarence. He's really cool. Like, seems like a strong, muscular man. Clarence. That's so perfect. Okay, So, Clarence just calls back up to you and says that, Mogar.
Sorry, I'm still just in awe. Yes, of course. Wow, you are really muscular and shiny. I am, to say jealous is one thing, but my intelligence score will not let me use a bigger word.
Yes, thank you. I just finished doing 5,000 push-ups on this wooden plank.
My God. Boulder, he's just so cool. What do I do?
So, like, Dennis, you're on the way to Deep's water, so, like, maybe you, like...
Deep water, what? He can, like, walk through the water, and it would, like, part like that dude from that really old book.
Yeah.
What does he need a boat for?
Maybe it's not leg days, you know, so he doesn't want to swim. Like, maybe it's all, like, chest and buys today's.
Sir, may I... I'm sorry to interrupt, but if you don't mind, could I hill a ride on your ship to deep water?
Yeah, of course. The ladder's over here, and he's gonna throw the ladder down.
Hey, Mr. Boulder, I'm just,
Listen, there's no need for a ladder, and
I'm gonna bend down, and then I'm just gonna jump up onto the ship deck from the plane.
All right, gives me a roll. You can choose, acrobatics or athletics.
Okay, that was a 19.
Okay, so... Do you want to write out the stories, Ratboy, or do you want me to, like, what does it look like in your minds?
Okay, so he kind of, like, bends down, right? You know, like, that, like, the super powerful people that are, like, you know, they bend down on one knee and put, like, a hand on the ground, and then he explodes up out of the water and leaves a giant plume, and that kind of, like, shoots up behind him, and then he leaps up into the air, does a double front flip, and lands on the deck, and just with one knee down on the ground with his face down, and he's shirtless, and he's got a sword slung across his back, and he stands up straight, and he's, like 6'4", and he stands up, and he extends a hand to Mogar, and he says,
"Hail and well met, citizen."
I don't know. Ratboy's like, can we go back to
what?
Like, you? Why am I running this?
I killed a dragon before, and he's already showing me up. I mean, it's cool. I'm fine with that, but I can't.
Yeah, but Mogar's. Think about this.
Think about what?
Your super riches.
I can't buy a body like that. What do you mean? He's 6'7". I'm supposed to be a giant. He's taller than me.
Yeah, he's actually just a gnome, too. He's just really tall.
Wow. Yeah, it really looks like the gods have blessed you with every perfect gene imaginable. I am most certainly jealous. And he's going to shake his hand.
Yes, nice to meet you. I've heard many tales of you, Sir Mogar, and your giant dragon slaying axe that shoots stuff.
Yep.
Thank you. It was my first time.
Now, where is your companion, Deborah? I've heard tales of her in the taverns.
I believe she is in Deepwater, where we are going.
Very good. I would love to be a hand on your ship in your journey towards Deepwater.
Of course. I don't want to speak out of character, but I'm pretty sure by the end of this is going to be your ship. But that's just me foreshadowing stuff.
So Clarence is going to walk over to one side of the ship, and he's going to, like, grab one oar, and he's going to start rowing, and the ship starts moving in a circle just because he's so strong that, like, it kind of starts moving in a circle, and so the other people, I guess, like, rush to the side, right, and we kind of get off.
So as Clarence starts rolling, you hear a rumble in the waters. As Clarence and Mogar's roll perception for me.
I got a 16.
I got a 1, not natural 1. I'm not very good at perception.
It's okay, Zrepoys. Or, sorry, Clarence's. So, Mogar's, you notice and the water starts to roil, and then you see a giant tentacle come up and grab on the front of the boat and struggles to stop struggles to stop Clarence's rowings. But then another one comes up and kind of grabs the oar from Clarence and, like, gently takes it away in a non-threatening manner. And then a big kraken pops out of the waters.
Hey, Mr. Boulder, I'm sorry. Hold on. Somebody knocked at the door. Did you hear that?
Well, yeah. So, give me just a second. Who's there?
Oh, hey, Mr. Boulder. How's it going? That's all right, late.
Oh, Beavs. No, it's okay. We actually were just introducing your character. So, come on in, Beavs.
Okay, I appreciate it. Where should I sit down?
Just sit over, Din. Is it all right if Beavs sits by you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's just past dinner, so, you know. Be careful.
Come on, you know better than that. I can't spell nothing.
All right, well, Beavs, you sit up. Beavs, you go sit over by Uncle Den's.
Okay. Oh yeah, no problem. Okay, cool. Hey, Uncle Den, how's it going?
Oh, what's going on, Beavs? What's anything new in the design world?
Yeah, no, I just made these new wraps for your for the car you've been. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about the car you've been working on.
That's fine. See, what does it look like? What'd you put on the side of it?
I mean, I decided to go a little wild with the color this time, but you know, I decided to make it kind of like light greens and blacks. It's gonna be super cool. I promise that one.
Oh hell yeah, I like that.
Beavs, tell him about the purple flames. He likes the greens and blacks and purple flames.
Yeah, it's got a skull like right over where the exhaust on the car is, and like it shoots out, you know, it's like purple flames. Yeah, super cool.
Holy crap, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, I tried to talk to Doc about it earlier, and he just kind of walked by with like his fingers in his ears, and I don't really know why, but
oh well, when you know, fail your driving test like 30 times, I wouldn't want to talk about it either.
I really keep trying to have a personal relationship with Dr. Cockbuckle, and it's just not working.
Sometimes you just gotta, everyone's gotta kind of come into their own, and I think he's just trying to figure out his personal way to speak to you. Know what I'm saying, Deuce?
No, I know what you mean. I just try to be, like, helpful and you know, try to offer hope when I can, and, you know, I know I fart a lot, like, I get that, and I know that's hard to be around sometimes, but, you know, we're all just trying to get along in this crazy world that we got, and gotta be friends, and, you know, I try to help with my designs, and just be a beneficiary and a beneficiary to all the people in the school, and I'm just so grateful to Dr. Cockbuckle for taking me in, and I just want to be helpful, you know what I mean?
No, I totally get that, and you've been a great help, Beavs. And who's to say, really, about the whole, you know, farting thing? I mean, that just means you're healthy. It means your body's working the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, that's what I tried to tell Dr. Cockbuckle, but, you know, he was on the toilet when I was talking to him about it, and he wouldn't really want to hear it. So maybe next time I'll try again at some point.
Well, next time, have you tried coaching him while he's on the toilet?
Yeah, no, I was like, Doc, you gotta push not too hard, because you don't want to get too many farts in the toilet, because then make you think you're pooping, but you're not.
I know he has trouble sometimes.
He does, yeah, oh but God. Yeah, he means well.
So Beavs. So anyway, Beavs. So we just introduced that a Kraken politely grabbed the oars from Clarence's, and go ahead.
So my Kraken, he rears up out of the water, leaving a spray, and he says, "Hello, my name is Craig the Kraken. I'm Craig the Kraken."
C or K? It's very important.
It's obviously K.
Good bad. Good bad.
Hello, Craig the Kraken. Are you assisting with rowing?
Hey, Mr. Boulder.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to smash their ship or what? What? You just thought you wanted me to play a villain. I you know.
Well, no, Beavs. You know, it's really your character. So, like, you know, originally, yeah, it was supposed to be like a big fight scene between Mogars and Clarence's and you. But like at this point, like it seems like you're really doing a good job, like playing the friendly Kraken. So maybe like, you know, that you guys can like talk and you can kind of assist them on their ways. But you know, I hate to say it, but I just gotta tickle my wad from Miss Katz, and she said, you know, you need to go do your poops because, you know, you don't want to go to bed tonight and stink up the dormitories.
Beavs! Beavs, come here right now! Beavs! Beavs, you left poop in the toilet again! Beavs!
Oh no. Hey guys, I think I gotta go.
It's alright, Beavs, but remember, I told you, buddy, you flush once for the bulk and then the second time for the remainders.
Well, no, I used that, Mr. Boulder, I used that plastic knife you gave me, but you know.
One recording. One episode of without having a bathroom or a poop joke. And we can't even make it through, like, the side episode that doesn't even have Dan here. And boom! Poop joke!
The old poop knife, my guy.
God.
Guys, look, if it's okay with you, Miss Cat sounded really mad, and I don't want to get yelled at again, so I'm gonna go ahead and go. Mr. Boulder, I really appreciate you inviting me to play. You know, nobody ever invites me to play any games, so I really appreciate it.
Well, Beavs, you know, I'm gonna tell you something. You and Rat Boys are my two favorite students.
I appreciate that. You know, I just try to be helped, so, I guess, before I leave, Craig the Kraken is gonna point you towards Waterdeep and say, avoid those islands around the bend, otherwise your ship, you know, it might sink, because there's some rocks over there, and Mr. Boulder had those in his campaign notes, and I was supposed to kind of steer you towards them, but you guys seem nice, so I'm not gonna do that.
Don't forget, Beavs, warned them about the sea witches.
Now, oh yeah, there's a bunch of sea witches out there, and there's one in particular that may be causing you guys a problem that I'm not supposed to talk about, but sea witches. All right, Mr. Boulder, I gotta go.
All right, buddy.
No, like, thanks. I gotta poop. I gotta poop before I gotta run.
Oh, go. Run. I have to go to the bathroom.
Beware the sea witches. Ooh.
Beeps runs out of the room farting as he takes a step.
Sorry about that, fellas. You know,
he's a great guy. I'm just really sad he doesn't get to play with us now. Maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time. You know, and you know, it's good. We have Rat Boys, and he's a great player. So,
I'm sorry, a great player. He's been here all of like 5 minutes, and he's already taken over the campaign. He's fantastic. He's great. I'm gonna quit, and you can just play with Rat Boy, and I'm gonna listen.
But then, so you can't. But like, if you quit this, then we won't have anything, because you don't like goldfish anymore.
No, it's, Mr. Boulder, it's not that he doesn't like goldfish. He just plays it with Nelson now.
Well.
Oh, damn, was I not supposed to say that?
Anyway, so...
Yeah, I'm going to tell the captain, I guess that's me, I'm going to tell myself, and we're going to try to avoid those rocks and all the scary sea witches.
Roll for ship dexterities. It's not on your wands, but you have a +5 to ship's dexterities. If you want to roll that for me,
Mr. Boulder, you got something in your eyes, or?
Yeah, Rat Boys, Beavis' farts were on your knee.
Oh, well, then.
Uh-oh.
That's a 7.
Okay, so unfortunately, while you try to hang on one second, I gotta get a sip of water.
Mr. Boulder, you need me to go get you a drink?
No, Rat Boys. I will not cry about goldfishes.
Yeah, not again.
Yeah. So
what?
Anyways, the rocks.
Are you good, bro?
Yeah, no, I just stubbed my toes emotionally.
Oh. Wow.
That's rough.
That's kinda heavy.
That's rough.
So the rocks appear out of nowhere, Stins, and your ship gets lodged in between them, and you run downstairs and you check, and there's no holes in the ship, but unfortunately, you're caught by a rogue wave that you honestly shouldn't have been coming because the seas were pretty calm. And then you hear a disembodied voice, Din, and it says, "Ooh, it is me, the Barla, the absolute sea witch."
Nope. One more time. Who?
It's Barla. She's the absolute sea witch.
Like the Marla we know?
No, Barla.
Ah, see, because that would have just brought all kinds of traumatic PTSD back that I wouldn't want to bring into your game.
Yeah, no. Don't worry about it, then.
Hey, Mr. Boulder, is that kind of like Marla?
No. No, it's not at all, Rat Boys.
It's just a similar name, so I just... And, you know, like, Marla betrayed you guys on that roof, and I was just like, this is a really mean witch lady, so I was just wondering.
Yeah, I mean, she's an absolute witch.
I gotta take, like, my shirt off or something. Did it get hot in here all of a sudden?
Well, God. Yeah, Dins. I mean, you are sitting by my space heaters that I have at the foot of the bed to keep my tits
warm. Okay, good. And I really started to black out there for a minute. That's fine, though. It was a mistaken identity, and I'm sorry, it won't happen again. Leave my problems at the door, not in the game.
So, as you look around to see the source of the voice, a giant ship comes into view.
A big what now?
A boat.
Sorry,
like
yeah. Ships. My bad. I'm sorry. Beams just left and whatnot. He had to do the thing. Anyway, yep, keep going.
Okay, so a boat comes out, and then it's like a mirror of your boat's Dins, but it's like kind of pinks and shades.
Wait, so is it faster than Din's boat? Like Marla's car was?
No. Maybe. It could be faster. It's got more bed sheets on it.
Oh, man. Oh, and by the way, that's not my opinion, Din. That's Mr. Boulder said that.
Oh. Did he?
Oh. No, Rat Boys, I didn't.
That's wild.
You told me, you were like, oh, I rode with Marla's in her cars and is way faster than Denz's. And I was like, probably it's because Marla's like steals parts and Denz is gone on the straight and narrows.
That's not how I remember it.
That's, man, there's just
Boulder's gonna stare at Rat Boy.
There's gonna be a lot to unpack here that I just don't know if I can emotionally handle at the moment. So I'm gonna blow up this stupid ship.
Okay, so how are you gonna do this, Din?
With my boat.
Yeah, Din, just shoot your boat at the other boat.
I'm gonna shoot my boat at the other boat. Is that?
Hang on. Boulder starts like flipping through his wad. Oh my gosh, Din's actually here. It's called ramming speeds. So I figured like your boat's is upgraded, so like maybe it has like cool jet engines on it or something.
So like the jump jets that I would have had from a battle wagon.
Yeah, but Barla stole
them. I wonder if Barla's boat has those jump jets on them.
Well, I really hope not.
So, Din, do you, you want to hit it with a ramming speed?
Yes. So that dislodge my boat and hit that boat with my boat.
So you press the red button?
Yes.
You press the big red buttons on the steering wheels?
Right, like a horn. It's right in the middle. I'll punch it.
And then the jet engines come out from the sides. Weirdly enough, like, your boat must have some sort of telepathic links because the engines don't come out of the rear like they're supposed to normally. They come out the front to push you and unwedges you.
So we're going backwards.
Exactly. You go really, really fast into Barla's ship, and as soon as you're about to get there, Ratboy called it. It was pretty cool. I'm just kidding. I was going to make it have jump jets, but then I was like, I don't think I should. So anyways, your boat rams into theirs, but hers and yours are both real sturdies.
Awesome. Can I use the momentum of the crash, because I'm not wearing a seatbelt? You should always wear your seatbelt, kids. To then fling me onto their boat, and while I'm in the air, use one of my axes, preferably the one that hits people and not shoots people, and attack them?
Yes. Go ahead and do me a favor, Din. You get one surprise actions.
No.
Roll to attack. You see five big scary monsters on the deck.
Okie dokie. 25.
All right. That, that hits.
I roll the damage. 15.
All right. So, Din, you hits one for 15's damages, and it rocks back, and then... you land feet first on the deck, and Clarence's, you see Mogar hit this, and you're like, what do you think? I'm not going to think for Clarence's. Clarence has his own mind.
He's going to, raise up a fist, and he's going to yell,
Mogar, save some bad guys for me.
And then he's going to jump up on the ship with a super jump thing.
Okay, so you have one surprise actions, because, you know, I don't think they were really expecting Mogar to hit them with their boats, so.
Yeah, so, rolled a 15 to jump up on the ship.
Yeah, you mix it.
And then, I leap up there beside Mogar, and what's around for me to hit?
So there's five big security guys. Like, so imagine me's, but, like, you know, obviously a little less intimidating because nobody can really pull off the boulders. But, and then they got big hammers and big shields, and, you know, they look like they're ready for combat, and they have a big B on their shield for Barla.
Okay, so I'm going to stand my 6'7" height and draw my great sword of vengeance off my back, and I'm gonna hold it high in the air, and then I'm gonna swing down on the one closest to me.
He has a great sword of vengeance, Boulder.
That's a 27 to hit, Boulder.
Jeez, holy crackers!
I'm not gonna lie, Dins, I think I made a mistake. So I was like, sure, bring the characters that you were playing with Drunken Stumps, and apparently they're doing some pretty advanced adventures.
That's awesome.
Does a 27 hit, Mr. Bowler?
Yeah, barely hits him, you know, Rat Boys.
Sure. So, okay. So I'm going to swing down on him. And when I do, I'm going to use a third level smite.
Uh-huh.
And so that's 13 damage on the roll plus 4d8.
Okay. So the d8s are the, you know what they look like?
Yeah, they're the diamond ones. No, I got it. That's an extra 19 damage.
Oh, wow.
That's, what's 19 plus 13? I'm not good at math.
I believe that's, 32s?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Holy crap! He's so cool!
So, actually, Rat Boys, how much was the smite for?
The smite was for 19.
Okay, well, technically speaking, they're undeads.
Oh, cool. So that, yeah, that doubles it.
Yeah.
So what's 19 times 2 plus 13?
I don't know, Rat Boys. Let me pull up my wad real quick.
He doesn't have enough toes and fingers.
Wow, Rat Boys, that's 51 damages.
Oh, okay, nice. How's he looking?
Nonchalant.
So, Rat Boys, have you ever seen that movie, The Eliminators 2, Sentencing Day?
Dr. Cogsmuggle said I couldn't watch that movie.
Well, anyway, there's this liquid metal eliminators, and he gets hit with the grenades, and he gets, like, split in halves.
Yeah.
And, like, he looks like he's, like, the letter Y. You know, it's that one you were practicing the other day on that game with the, you know, the book club that we were playing, remember?
Doing
the weird voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one, that's what he looked like. He looked like that, but a human being. So right now, that's kind of what it looks like, but it's still alive, but yeah, you kind of ripped it in halves.
Oh, nice. How's he still alive?
Well, I'd like to know.
Well, you know, he's an undead monster, so he was never really alive in the first places.
Oh, that's a fair point. Okay. So I'm going to use my second attack and hit him again. And right before I hit him, as I raise my sword one more time, I'm going to go,
"Begone, foul demon."
And then I'm going to roll the hit again.
Okay. Rat Boys, real quick questions.
Yeah, 24 to hit.
What'd you say?
24.
Okay,
24
yeah,
that to hits. Hit.
Playing D&D.
Oh, wow, that's 16 damage just on the sword hit. I'm going to smite him again. Is that okay?
Rat Boys, can I be honest with you, buddy?
Yeah, man.
I'd take the points.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So, real quick, I got a question. How did you attack more than once?
Oh, no, I'm a paladin. I can attack twice in a combat.
Yeah, Mother's like me. I can attack twice.
What?
Yeah. I attacked twice last game. Remember?
Mr. Bulger, you got to read the books. You can't just look at the pictures.
Did you just call me Mr. Bulger?
It's Mr. Bulger's in your cup.
Oh my god. Yeah, Rat Boys, I mean,
it's the best part of waking up, remember?
Yeah. That's what Dr. Cogsbuckle said.
The weird part is I only ever say Mr. Bulger's on Debauchery's Tuesdays.
Ooh, well, we've already established that I got roots along the above the ceiling, Mr. Bowler.
Anyway. I know, that's what I was going to say. I was going to put two and twos together.
I can't see anything, but I hear a lot.
So, Rat Boys, as you bring down... I don't know how to do this. Do you want to say it, or do you want me to explain it? Like, because I'm just going to let you know. You killed the... I can't use those words around Rat Boys. You're so young. You killed the messes out of
them. Okay. I mean, I can give it a shot if you want me to try, and if it's not good, you can do it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so, let's see. So...
Clarence raises his greatsword as the man that is split nearly in twain staggers, his undead putrid spew leaving from his open wounds. And Clarence raises his greatsword glinting against the sun, and with vengeance and murder in his eyes, he brings down the sword. It cleaves through from the shoulder to the navel of the undead man, smashing him down into the deck. It creates a giant crater some 3 feet in diameter. As the deck splits from the force of the blow, he yells out in an angry, vengeful yell, and he says, "I will have you see God."
And was that pretty good?
So, Rat Boy, a few critiques personally, but you know, I might have said a little differences, but you know, I think it's pretty solid.
I appreciate it. I was just workshopping it.
Yeah, no, I think we'll leave it that way. You know, just because it's pretty good for a first try. You know?
Hey, Boulder, talking's a free. Like, I don't have to roll anything to talk, right?
I mean, it depends. Like, but I think, you know, sure, go ahead. You talking's free.
Bogar's gonna, like, after hearing that, look around and yell out,
"Are you guys freaking serious? Did you see that? You really want to keep going? You can come work for us and work under this amazing man meat. It's freaking awesome. Seriously, he's going to do that to you next. I'm just going to watch."
That's it, Mother.
As you say that, the Draugr is going to rattle and shake and make weird noises, and then it's going to try to swing at Clarence's.
Hey, Mr. Boulder, I'm sorry, but I've got a bonus action.
Rat Boys, I want you to also know that I appreciate that, and you can go ahead and do that. But you
that?
Also, you reminded me that I haven't rolled for initiatives, and I pray to God that you guys roll low.
Yeah, so I'm going to use Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
And I see I'm going to roll the hit.
Hang on 1 second.
Holy crap. Stop. Stop the podcast. You can keep it in. I don't care. I'm breaking character. I'm breaking whatever wall this is, fourth or not. All right. Before we started this, Joey rolled up a character, and we're like, yo, man, what you gonna do? He's like, I'm probably gonna roll like a paladin or something like that. I wanna do cool smites. All right, I'm gonna spoil it. He just rolled a 26. Everything he's done at the current level has been amazing. If you don't tell your friends to listen to this podcast and subscribe and follow the Twitch and the Twitter and all of our social medias down in the bio, all right, I'm gonna eat my shoe. Or something, because this is ridiculous.
Clarence is gonna come after you.
Holy, you don't want? I'm done. Go ahead. Sorry, Joey. My bad.
That's all good, man. You know what? I'm having a good time. Thanks for letting me be here.
So yeah, hey, Mr. Boulder, I rolled a 26. Is that hit?
Yeah, all right, boys.
Okay.
Oh my God, I really.
I'm gonna roll damage real quick.
Made mistakes. Okay, yeah, made mistakes. I should have made these harder.
28 plus 3, so that's 11 force damage.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to smite him again.
Uh-huh.
So that's 3 extra D8 of radiant damage. Let's see. So that's 12 damage double is 24 plus 11, 36 damage?
It's 35, but...
Okay. Yeah, I'm not good at math.
I'll give you plus ones for being so strong.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Mr. Bowler.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. Let's go ahead and roll initiatives, boys. Not that it matters much.
Wait, Mr. Boulder, you didn't describe how it sound like what my spiritual weapon did.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, Rat Boys, like, you did a really good job. So, like, I don't want to keep making you do it because, you know, it's like, as a storyteller, it's like my job. But I also think that it brings a certain enjoyment if they explains it. So you go ahead and tell me what you think happens.
Okay.
He lives, by the way.
No, sure, yeah.
It lives, he says. Meanwhile, I have a shitty iron axe that doesn't do near the damage as Rat Boys, which is still sick, by the way. I'm gonna keep saying that, but no, not dead, huh? Wow, man, you did. You're right. You really ramped up the difficulty on this, didn't you, Boulder?
Yeah. I mean, I think I might have played a little too low, but at the same time, I mean,
a little too low.
On a scale of like 1 to 75s, he hit it for 36.
Right. 36.
Mr. Boulder, I think I got a description of it if you want me to give a shot.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
Clarence holds out his reliquary and he runs it along his fingers. And as you see it, he holds it out and suddenly a beam of holy light strikes the deck around him, enveloping him and the undead Draugr in front of him. And all of a sudden, as the light snaps off and your eyes adjust, you see a flaming transluminescent sword glowing in the sunlight, somehow brighter than the sun itself. He brings the sword forward, stabbing the Draugr directly in the heart, and the Draugr bursts into flames, but the flames are extinguished as he draws the luminescent sword back, and he puts it back behind his back, drawing his greatsword again.
No, guys, like, seriously, you can come work for us. Did you, again, I cannot stress this enough, that's gonna be you soon. You know the pile of ash on the ground? You guys probably don't get this, but like, you don't exist anymore.
Mogars, you hear a disembodied voice that says, they're unions and under contracts.
I'm very sorry for what's about to happen.
They have sick days. So rolls for initiatives, boys.
Oh, we're still doing that? Okay.
Don't get me wrong, as much as I'd like to see Clarence cleave through all of my encounter.
I want that. I'm secretly wanting this.
I rolled a 12, Mr. Boulder.
Okay.
Hold on, I got to roll with advantage. 9.
9?
9.
Good lord. Up first are the Draugrs. The one that Rat Boys hit is kind of, you know, bleeding fiery bloods of like, you know, What'd you say?
You're awesome.
You said lumens or something?
I don't know. I was just in the moment. I just kind of said a word.
Okay, well, he's bleeding light fire out of his chest. And so he's going to bring up his big hammers, and he's going to swing at Clarence's. Wow, that's not going to be too good. 16s, does that hit?
Sorry, Mr. Boulder. I have an 18 armor class.
Oh, man. Okay, well, another one's just going to swing at Clarence's. Okay. You said you had a how much?
I got an 18, Mr. Boulder.
Okay, so 3 doesn't hit. Mogars, you still have 2 in front of you. Does a 14s hit?
Yep.
and then does a 13 hit.
Yes.
Okay, so they're going to roll D10s. So one does 4's damages to you, and one does 3's damages to you.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Boulder, can I speak as a free action?
Sure.
I'm going to turn to the draugrs in front of Mogar, and I'm going to raise up my greatsword of vengeance, and I'm going to say,
vile creatures, how dare you strike my friend? I will have your head next.
Bogar's going to move, like, really close to the one that hit me, kind of still bleeding a little bit, and go, dude, you, like, really effed up. This is a PG podcast, so I can't say anything else about that, but, like, holy crap, I'm really sorry for what's about to happen to you.
Proceed, Boulder!
Oh, sorry, Sash. I was thinking as the draugrs, and, like, they're starting to get a little worried. It's like, you know, they were like, oh, we got this. Is two guys. There's fives of us. But then, like, Clarence has kind of cleaved one in twains and then stabbed another one, and now he's bleeding light, fire. And, you know, it's getting pretty hairy, you know, as they say. So anyway, Ratboy, it's your go, Clarence.
Okay, can I make a perception check real quick and see if I can see the source of the disembodied voice?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm not very good at it, but I'll give it a shot, you know, just see. That's a 13.
Oh, no, Ratboys. You kind of get the senses that it's coming from the crow's nest, which is, like, you see the big pole in the middle, but you don't see it because it's in your brains.
I can see it. I can see it in my brain.
There's a big pole in the middle of the boat, and up on top they call that the crow's nest, and you see mist up there, and you think that's where the voice is coming from.
Okay, so Clarice is going to walk over to the crow's nest and smite it.
Thank you, God. There's a God.
It's way up in the skies.
No, I mean, just like there's a big pole holding it up, right?
Yeah, so you're going to smite the poles?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, he's going to cut it down.
Yeah, I'm just going to cut it down.
Okay, so go ahead and give me to hit rolls.
Yeah, I mean, that's a 16.
Okay, so how much damages do you do, Ratboys?
Oh, yeah, I rolled a 1 on one of my dice, but it allows me to re-roll it, so I rolled a 14. That's, and I can smite it if I need to do more damage.
Yeah, right, boys, just...
I mean, it's a pole, you know.
Yeah, but it's a pole, it's a strong pole that holds the sheets to keep the wind in the boats.
No, that's a good point. Okay, yeah, I didn't think about that. So, is it an undead pole?
I mean, that's kind of a philosophical question.
Because when you think about it, I mean, trees that are, like, shaved down into, like, other stone, that's a dead tree, so it's got to be undead, right, Boulder?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, boys. That actually makes a lot of sense. So, yeah, it's undead.
Okay, so that'd be 34, then.
Totals?
Yeah,
boys?
34
is
damage.
Is that total?
Is that 16 plus 32s, rat boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 16 plus 32.
Yeah, Boulder.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So, like, I'm going to take a chance and just explain it because, like, I don't really like that Ratboy is super good at this game and, like, I needed more practice, so that's why I brought him. And he's, like, way outshining me right now in front of all of my friends who I was going to show this to.
Mr. Boulder, you're doing a good job. I'm just trying to play the game. You know, I'm just trying to, like, you know, bring my best role play foot forward. So,
Ratboy, I'm not going to lie. It's like Drunken with Stumps. He's an idiot for not letting me play. He's like, you, like, with you and Den's doing this, it's amazing. Like,
whoa, hold up. No, Den's not doing nothing. Den is chilling, boy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Ratboy's got it, baby. I'm just. Man, I know I can multi-class later, dude. I'm finna be like a bard. Can I be a cheerleader? I'm gonna be his cheerleader.
No, Mr. Din, you're doing a great job. I
appreciate it, but come on, little dude. Like, man, you're awesome. Sorry, I just gotta say it. It's really a shame that Doc's not here.
Yeah, maybe one day he'll play.
So this is my idea, Ratboy. Is you rear back your great swords, and as you're swinging through to hit it with your divine damages, like, the tip of your swords gathers holy energies in the shape of, like, a logging axe to cut down woods.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like that.
One fell swoops, you pass straight through the main cell, and so the big pole starts to fall over.
Oh, Mr. Bowler, can I make one suggestion?
Yeah, sure.
As Clarence cleaves through the main cell pole, it falls straight down, still standing up. And then he turns and flexes his biceps so hard that it begins to just tip over slightly, falling to the deck.
He doesn't even look an explosion! It's his explosion! Boulder!
And Den's gonna, like, stand up and grab Boulder's, like, cheeks. Boulder! He's so
cool.
I know, Jinx. Jinx, he really is cool, but you're kind of squeezing our faces really hard.
I'm sorry, Jinx is so cool.
Jinx, I'm having a hard time talking.
Sorry, Jinx, I'm sorry. Also, just to kind of add on to Rat Boy's amazingness, it falls away from our boat.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I wouldn't flex my biceps in that direction.
God.
I never want this night to end. I officially am into this.
So anyways, as the mainsail is falling, you hear like a... and then, boom! A lady with beautiful boots is on, hits the ground.
Boots?
And she's... Yeah, boots.
Oh, what color are the boots?
They're blacks.
They're gonna be red soon.
Oh.
Oh, no, oh. Wait. Take that back. Fiery blood. So, like an ashy gray. My bad. Yeah, sorry.
I was like, what's happening? Are you going to, like, throw blood on her boot?
No, not me. I'm just, you know, thinking for the future.
The lady hits the grounds, and she holds up her hands and goes, whoa, whoa, whoas, fellas.
Can Clarence speak as a free action? Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to say,
speak not to me, witch, for I know the world before it was writ, and I shall have thine head.
Bogar is gonna kind of like poke his head like in the background up a little bit. It's like, no, it's fine. You can fall in love now.
I'm not gonna lie, Rat Boy's like, I'm terrified of Clarence. Like, he just, you know, he dropped some scary words there. It's like, you got a lot of anger in you.
No, I was just, you know, I was thinking about, like Mr. Boulder was transported in the story. Like, what would he say to the bad guys?
Wait, so is Clarence supposed to be Mies?
Yeah, you're the strongest person I know, Mr. Boulder.
My God.
Oh, my God, Rat Boy.
God, he's so cool. He's so cute. I can't.
I don't know what to say, Rat Boy. Like, I'm so honored. It's like, I had this whole story plans out where, like, Barla was going to try to, like, get Mogar's, like, to like, give him his sending stone numbers so, like, she can send him texts and stuff. And, like, she was going to flirt with him and tell him that this whole encounter was, like, a flirt. But, like, now I kind of want to let you chop her head off. Like, you just inspired me, Rat Boy. It's like...
I mean, I appreciate it, Mr. Boulder. No, I don't want to derail your story.
Nah, no way. Nah, her name sounds way too close to somebody else who will remain nameless right now. You delete her.
I don't know. It's my turn in the initiative, but I just wanted to speak. I just wanted to tell her what was going to happen. So.
Yeah, and so she responds, is like, this was totally not my jobs. Like, I was just trying to get Mogar's attention, you know. He's all famouses and stuff. You know, that's how I was taught from a young age how to get guys' attentions is send joggers after him.
I guess Clarence is going to look over at Mogar and kind of, like, look at him quizzically and kind of give him, like, a what do you want to do shrug.
Nah, bro, execute that hoe.
All right, Mr. Boulder, I guess I'm going to execute that hoe. I don't...
Oh. Rat Boy, do you know what you're saying?
No! Sorry! No, that's my fault! I made him say the swear word, kind of. The adult word. That's on me. My bad. Yeah.
He was talking about, like, is she carrying some kind of farming equipment?
Yes! That! He's going to do that.
I don't understand what Mogar has against the farming equipment she's holding, but, you know, I just thought I'd be cool and say it like Din did.
He stubbed his toe once on it, and he's upset by it.
Yeah, can I take care of it while I kill her?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess so.
I don't know where I fall in the initiative order, Mr. Boulder. I'm not trying to take over the game or anything.
I mean, go ahead, Rat Boys. No.
Okay, well, if it's okay... I would like to use my channel divinity first.
Okay.
So she needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
That is a total of 22.
Oh, yeah, she saves. Okay. That's no worries. I'm just going to hit her in the face. So that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to walk over to her with my greatsword, and I'm going to roll the hit, and let's see. Wow, that's a 24.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
I can't believe that.
It's a little dumb.
Wow, that's almost max damage. So I rolled 13 on the sword damage, and then I'm gonna smite her. You know the drill by now.
Yep.
Same song and dance.
Is she undead by any chance?
No, she's living, but she is an absolute sea witch.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can make her undead. So that's a 17 plus 13, so that's 30.
Do you have any more attacks, Rebels?
Oh yeah, I got a bunch more attacks.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so let's see. So that is 22 to hit.
Uh huh.
And I'm not fudging these rolls. Din can see everything.
No, that's great.
So that's 12 base slashing damage. I'm gonna smite her again. I hope you're keeping track of all this damage, Mr. Roller. Wow, it's almost max damage again. That's pretty good.
That's another 13.
Oh, is that 13? Okay. And then I'm gonna do my bonus attack, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Spiritual weapon. Oh, that might not hit. That's a 12.
Yep.
Oh, it still hits. Okay, cool. Nice. Oh, she should really wear armor.
Yeah, you know, she would have had her mage's armor on. She would have.
Oh, I actually get to re-roll that because that was a 1. Hold on a second. Oh, nice. That's 8 damage. I'm a smiter again.
Okay.
Let's see.
For everyone listening at home, we're level 10. Just want to throw that out there.
So that's additional 6 damage. So I think all together, if I do the math right.
71 damage.
Yeah, 71 damage. Was that good?
Yeah. Fantastic, Rat Boys.
Thanks, Mr. Roller. Oh, and then I'm gonna move between her and Mogar.
Sure. Okay. So she's looking pretty haggard.
Oh, whoa, whoa! Time out again. Sorry. Dead here. Also, the player of Mogar. She's not dead.
No.
Boulder. Hey, Boulder. Just real quick. And Din's gonna like lean into to Boulder, like really close. Look, dog. But Rat Boys, like. Super amazing. Like, there's no doubt about that. He is hitting for massive numbers. A lot of numbers.
Yeah.
I think, personally, from someone who's not that guy, the shiny guy, the guy hitting for 70 plus damage.
Clarence, the chat.
Yeah, the chat. No, that's 100%. But, like, from someone who's not that, and who's someone who's maybe lucky to get out maybe, like, 12 damage. You think you maybe turned it up just a little bit too high? I'm just asking for, you know.
What do you mean turned it up a little bit too high?
Hey, Mr. Actually, you know what? Hey, Mr. Din, I'm sorry to interrupt. I had an idea. Why don't you just shoot her with your gun?
Well, Din, it is your turn.
No, so, hey, can I, Mr. Boulder, can I just, Clarence is going to, like, just kind of step to the side a little bit.
No way. No, I want to see this happen. No way. I don't want to take this from you. This is great.
No, it's okay. Look, I got it. And I'm going to, Clarence is going to, like, flex his biceps pointing over at Mogar, not looking at the witch as she gets blown to smithereens.
I guess, yeah. So I'm going to take out my gun.
You mean your shooting axe?
No. All the fun and games and all the jokes are aside. It's my gun. It's a freaking gun. All right? He's going to power it up and basically point at the sea witch. And he's just gonna fire.
He's not gonna say any cool one liner like what an absolute.
Look here, no, I can't follow up that. No way, no.
Dins, I purposely remade Marla's in this game for you to kill hers, and you're not even gonna say what an absolute bitch.
I mean, you gotta say it, Mr. Uh oh.
I miss. It's an 8 to hit, Boulder.
Well, cool thing's that Mogar's is close because now you have advantages.
What?
My character's name's Clarence, Mr. Bowler.
Wait, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. I just let it happen, dude.
No. We're playing the game for real. 16.
That definitely hits.
No, it doesn't. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
Her ACs is 12.
Boulder, I swear on everything. Right now, I will flip this table. I will flip this table.
Look, there's a stat block, Stan.
25 points of necrotic damage.
Well, that's pretty good. Does that kill her, Boulder?
Dins, tell me what happens is.
Well, it goes bang. It like hits her in the chest as she explodes behind this gorgeous, absolute unit of a man. Mogar is gonna look off into the sunset and think to himself, I wonder what his favorite food is.
Hey, Mr. Din, can I add just like one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so
As Mogar levels his antimatter rifle, he lets off a shot. The rifle bucks with intense power as the white-hot plasma streaks out. Clarence steps into the line of fire. Mogar thinks, no, Clarence, not you. But Clarence takes the flame as it passes over his shoulders, rolls them once, increasing the speed of the projectile as it hits Barla, the sea witch, straight in the face. And Clarence finger guns at her as she falls back dead.
Boulder, he did the thing! That was my thing! He did the thing! Boulder!
Wait a second, Dance. Do you think that Clarence's is like a mixture of Boulder's and Dance?
He says he's so cool. I can't be like. I will never be like that. That's amazing.
No, that's what I think of you guys. Y'all are like the coolest, like toughest people I know.
Rat boys, I am so honored.
I'm gonna go cry. And crying sucks because I can't breathe really. Oh my god, this is.
I appreciate it, Mr. Boulder. I had a lot of fun. You got anything else? There's like, did we win?
Well, tonight's, yeah, we won. I mean, you guys, as soon as you blow up Marla's the Sea Witches, like, all the Draugr fall to the ground. And then, like, you guys is search around the ship, and then you find, like, her pair of bootses, and then you find, like, a letter, and it's a love letter. It's written to Mogar's, like, saying that, like, sorry's that she took, like, his boats and made it her own, and that it was really her who stole the jump jets, and that she's loved him all along.
Mogar, I found this letter, and I cannot read. What would you like to do with it?
That's crazy. I also cannot read, bro. I guess just tear it up. Doesn't really make a difference now.
Shall we throw the pieces in the air like confetti to celebrate
yes.
the death of the Sea Witch?
God, I'm sorry. You're just so cool. Please do that.
Mr. Boulder, I'm gonna rip them up and throw them up in the air and flex under them as they fall.
All right, so I'm gonna shut it out for all the people listening. As Clarence tears up the notes, the last lights of the setting sun's glistening off of his taut biceps and his perfectly chiseled shoulders, the confetti falls on him as Mogar wraps his arm around and looks at him lovingly. He's found his new best friend. Deborah and Mogar now have a business partner.
Oh, that was really good.
You nailed it, Boulder. Oh, good job, bud.
Yeah, way to wrap it up, Mr. Boulder.
Yeah, fellas, you know, I was feeling the vibes. I'm a little upset that we didn't get to live out the kind of love story that I had planned.
And the coolest thing is now, because Mogar is going to take whatever time is left and etched the golden Chad, the amazing, wonderful, awesome person, all that on the side of their new boat, because now they have two.
We can sell by each other, Din.
We can sell by each other. Boulder, we can sell by each other.
That's awesome. And then, too, remember, Stans, you were going to Deep Waters to buy a warship, so maybe now you can afford two.
I don't care at this point. I'll go wherever he goes, bro.
Maybe you guys can come like the you could change the business names from Mogra's, like, Incorporated to, like, Clarence Incorporated.
To the golden sun that never sets. May your
oh my
beauty
God.
Ever last.
Wow. Dins, I think you have not only the business name, but a mission statement.
Boulder, we need to wrap this up. I need to go.
I get it, Din. Like, I got to go back to my rooms and start writing this story down before we got, you know, we got to go have that meetings with the doc. And
I'm sorry, the meeting for what now? Sorry, I was still basking in this afterglow. What's up?
No, don't worry. The afterbirth is beautiful.
What?
But that's what they call it, right?
No, pretty sure that's something else.
I don't know. Anyways, boys, I really appreciate you coming and stopping by and playing us tonight. You know, hopefully we can play more in the future.
100%. Yeah, no, I'm not playing this game unless Rapway plays now.
Appreciate that, Mr. Den. You know, it's nice to just be able to play after the whole experience with Tree Bark and Druck and stuff. I kind of lost my passion for D&D a little
bit.
Oh,
yeah. No, speaking of that, and I know you're going to wrap this up. Den's going to take out his steam pistol and going to wind it up. I got to go talk to them real quick. I'll be right. You know what? Rapboy, I love you, little buddy. You did an amazing job tonight. I got to go. Boulder, good job again doing all this. I got to go have a conversation with the guys in the back. Okay, bye. Hey, kid, don't come here. I got to talk to you real quick. Don't run. It's fine. Don't come. Yeah, I just want to talk. It's not Rat Boy.
Boys, I hope you had fun. I
sorry if that didn't go exactly how you wanted, man.
No, you know, the thing about it is I'm learning a valuable lesson that it's much easier to be on the other side. Like, so we've talked about it a little bit. We're kind of a 90% improv here. Like, you know, we kind of discuss a little bit like, hey, this is what we want to achieve tonight. And basically Joey lets us have our playground. You know, I tried to go with that. I had an idea of where we're going, how we're going to get there, and what's going to happen when we get there kind of thing. And unfortunately, Clarence was an absolute thug. So
there's no unfortunate about it. That was amazing. Every reaction tonight, I'm going to honestly say, was genuine. It was sick. You guys should have seen these rolls. Every roll he
they
he
were
did,
crazy, dude.
I can it look. I might screenshot this and put it on her Twitter hashtag the side quest and you know the Cog Weekly or whatnot, and put it on there just to show he rolled those numbers.
Yeah, I genuinely didn't fudge any rolls. It genuinely didn't fudge any rolls. Seriously.
Well, you know that's the great thing about this is you know. Joey got to peek inside of our room, so we use like a website to roll with each other, and he got to take a peek and realize like, wow, you guys, I remember your roles, and you have not fudged one roll with me, and you know that's something we try to kind of uphold because you know, yes, it's about the story, but sometimes us failing makes the story better.
Oh, 100%, so. Yeah. And sometimes the players succeeding in every way possible makes the story better.
Oh, yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Of course, yes, I was trying to drop the Marla in there and, like, trying to get her to flirt with Den.
It was so good. I liked your original story. We talked about it, but I'm just like, Clarence had a certain energy and just kind of took me over a little bit.
Oh, no, I get it. It was the BDE, like the big damage energy.
Yeah,
you know?
Huge
like,
damage.
Yeah, the hugest damage. I mean, just ask anybody. He does the most damage.
He does the most damage.
So anyway, I typically don't get to do this. So, you know, Joey might cut this out and do the sponsors. But what, you know, if Joey, you want to take over the sponsors.
No, man, you do your thing. You're the DM.
No, that's what I was saying. If you want to do it, like.
You're the DM. Go for it, brother.
Well, first. Well, who do we thank, boys? We thank Instacart, right?
Thank you, because, Instacart.
Yeah, Instacart. We have our affiliate links below. You know, I've started using at-home delivery services just because sometimes going to the store is a little inconvenient, and it's pretty nice and convenient to get your Reese's Pieces and your Reese's cereal. Yes, I'm on a peanut butter and chocolate kick right now, delivered.
My man,
Richie. You know, you were Tasty Cakes last time. What are you still hitting the Tasty Cakes?
No, I ran out. My stash is finally run dry. And last time I checked, which was yesterday, they still have not restocked. So I'm a little upset spaghetti about that one.
That's sad.
But honestly, water, if that is a shock to anyone, I'm on a water kick.
That's good. You know, sometimes you got to just kick the old Mountain Dew. You know, for a week or two to just clean up the system and also
palate,
lower
you know?
Your tolerance.
Yeah. Yeah,
you gotta lower your tolerance so that sweet first kick of dew in the morning feels much better.
Exactly.
Joey, what do you use your Instacart for?
Man, I've been really feeling, this is the weirdest thing in the world, but I've been really feeling some Oreo Thins, and it's not because they're lower calories, just because you can eat more of them in one sitting and not feel bad about yourself. So, but Oreo Thins are super good.
And, you know, We also are affiliates with Buzzsprout. We use that to pitch all of our podcasts to all the podcatchers. Get it? Pitch our to the catchers. Come on, dude. It's like a baseball thing. But, you know, if you use our affiliate link, it'll get you a deal on, is it the monthly subscription, correct?
You will get, if you use our link, you get a deal on the first 3 months.
Oh, the first 3 months, and then they use a mastering tool. I know that. We don't personally use it, but Joey, you know, he's pretty good with the audios, and he hears good things from his circles that he runs in. But we use mainly their pitching service, and it hasn't failed us so far. So you know, thanks to Instacart and thanks to Buzzsprout, and we have all our affiliate links in the description, and all of our socials as well. Dan unfortunately said that he doesn't want to do this anymore, so I'm just kidding. He took a vacation, and so that's why you have just us three, and we were going to do some more side quests. You know, feel free to leave any reviews on your favorite pod, what is the word I'm looking for? I guess podcasting service, you know, Google Play, iPad?
Yes.
what is it? Apple Podcasts?
Apple Podcasts,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I use good pods every now and then. You know, it's just sometimes I like to switch it up, Spotify, all the good ones. But, you know, hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook. You know, we try to get back to you guys and chat a little bit, give us some item ideas, give us some character names. You know, we'll see it. You know, Isaac, he's based off of one of our suggestions. And he's actually a really integral part of SideQuest as a whole. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, make sure to hit us up on them social, boys and girls. And so, as Joy would say, thanks to the greatest two PCs of their respective generations, I have Richie.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, Richie.
Of course, anytime.
And then the best dang GM around, tonight he's a player, Joey. Thanks, buddy.
Dude, I'm always a player. Thanks, man.
Why you play?
Oh, he is a player. Don't hate the player, hate the game, boys and girls. And tonight, I have been four side quest Cruz Turner. The man, you know, I'm the only one with a last name. Everybody else is anonymous. So, anyway, we're going to get out of here. So, say bye, boys.
Bye, everyone. Be safe.
See you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
You know, I really feel like that Rat Boy, he kind of brings things back together and makes them wholesome at the end.